Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. We're not going to scare you like we did yesterday and wait to the end of the music, because that just disturbs people who are trying to find out, is he there? Is he on? Is the microphone working? Yeah, we're not going to do that today. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is what I call the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm going to talk about the issues of the day, hopefully on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and a basis of right versus wrong. So yesterday, some of you guys were tuning in. Everything seemed like it was going fine. I gave a prelude to what I was going to come back to in the next segment, and suddenly something else was going on. That's because right smack in the middle of my show, I had a personal crisis that had to be attended to while I was still here right in front of the microphone. And so I had to get on the phone with somebody and talk to him and try to work out some problems with something with regard to what was going on with one of my kids, and all kinds of stuff was going on. And so what I did is while I was queued and while I'm handing the phone to my wife for a second, I actually drummed up a archive show and pushed play right smack. I was just about ready to speak. So if you thought things got weird, they were. That's just something that happens sometimes. Normally I'm weird. Often I'm weird and people just recommend me to maybe get therapy or something like that. But that's what happened yesterday. So we're going to try to talk about some of the things. There were things, I had a whole line of things that were lined up yesterday. I think the rant and rave that I pushed, the push button rant and rave, was about Sotomayor. And so obviously she was kind of a shoe-in. I had one investigation that I was talking about yesterday, and it seemed like I was for her. Actually, what I was doing was trying to investigate those things that were being said about her and then go to the source to find out what it was that people were spun up about. And actually, based on what people were saying and based on the cases that I could call up, my personal conclusion with regard to her was that either she was exercising some judicial restraint in a case, or that she was failing to be thorough, and maybe there was a lack of competence, and it was just that things were left out because things were left out, not because things were being... If you self-control, use judicial restraint, there's certain actions that you're not going to take on a case, because if you take an action on a case, it carries weight if you're an appeals court judge. Somebody complained about the thing that she said about appeals court judges making policy. Well, actually, it's true. Policy will be made because of something an appeals court judge says. So if somebody's exercising judicial restraint, what they do is they keep silent on something, and that way they don't mess anything up for those lower courts. Now, it may have been that that's what she was doing. It may have been that she just was not paying attention to detail. I came back just last week. I said something. I found that Senator McCain made some scathing, I use the word scathing, remarks with regard to her competency, whether or not she was really qualified to take on the role of a U.S. Supreme Court justice. It seems that he and his staff had done some investigation on the details of some of the things that the U.S. Supreme Court said with regard to some of the things that Judge Sotomayor had done in the courtroom and the things that she had decided upon. And it was of his opinion, after reviewing those things, that she really did not get it as far as those things that are necessary for U.S. Supreme Court. So that was the take of Senator John McCain. Well, you know, it is the Senate's job to make a determination, is it not? So I was quite impressed that Senator McCain actually did a thorough review on her. The things that I recorded that I was playing yesterday, see, I was sitting here while it was going on, listening to parts of it, because any time I was ready to come back on the air, and we just weren't able to pull it off. In fact, I think all this, the mayhem that I was dealing with, was solved about 8 minutes after my airtime ran up. So that's what happened yesterday. Sometimes these kind of crises, you wonder what would happen if something crazy happened right in the middle of your radio show. Well, that's what happened yesterday. So with regard to Justice Sotomayor, with some of the things I said yesterday, I think there's a little bit of ambiguity in some of her decisions that we're not going to be able to determine until she gets on the court. Then the other thing is, one thing that I noticed in the first cases that came from the U.S. Supreme Court when Justice John Roberts took over in leadership is that you had several cases that were decided unanimously. Now, it may have been that his leadership basically kept people on point about what to look at the case. And there was, in fact, a religious liberties case that came before the court that I think was a significant case, an important case, that was decided 8-0. That was prior to Justice Alito taking office. So I think with the proper leadership, you never know what can go on. So hopefully that, you know, the heart of the king is in the Lord's hands. We got to hope that it isn't when somebody gets put on the Supreme Court these days, it's not we're getting divine retribution to have them there. Of course, it could be. Sometimes we get the politicians that we deserve. We're hoping that there might be divine intervention. And it could be a good thing because the heart of the king is in the Lord's hands. He's going to turn it whichever way he wills. And that's something I've seen firsthand in some pretty amazing ways. So I'm going to get to some of the news today. Our number here is 888-850-1872. There's an interesting case happening. I think it's in Ohio. It might be Minnesota. I'll find out. But I've got a friend whose wife right now is in a courtroom arguing her own case. And it turns out she was somebody who was stopped at the airport and basically hossed around physically and verbally abused. And then they brought charges against her for resisting arrest. She's turned the tide on the government or TSA agents who had basically physically abused her. And she actually filed charges against them and is prosecuting them. So you could say, oh, she's a heckler, whatever. I've invited, I saw something, I was on my Facebook account, which I don't go to much, but I saw that her husband was on there, and I went ahead and sent him a note, and hopefully I can get him on the show today, because it'd be quite interesting to see what's going on there. Yes, so we'll see what happens there. There's something else in the news that's actually in the news, I think is interesting, because as I said on several of these shows, people are not paying attention to what's going on in Afghanistan. Do you know what's going on in Afghanistan? There's a report. I'm going to scroll down here. I think it was somebody came up with a number of 779 United States soldiers killed up to this point with regard to in Afghanistan and the operations that are in Afghanistan. Let's see if I can get the right article. I'll hunt around here. But being that it is, oh, by the way, 779, I thought it was 679, but somebody else came up with a number of 779. That's a lot of people. It's not close to what might fit in an auditorium someplace, but it's 700, unless it's a high school auditorium, 779 people killed. Do you know what's going on in Afghanistan? I've got an article here that says that White House, let's look at this headline. White House says Obama strategy will win Afghan war. Does anybody know what the strategy is? Does anybody in our audience know what the Afghan war is? And I don't want to ask, does anybody care? Because I think you ought to. I think it's important. You've got American people putting their lives on their line. They raised their hand and gave an oath to support and to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to bear true faith and allegiance to the same, to obey the orders of the President of the United States, the orders of the officers appointed over them, according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help them Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. That's the kind of oath that they gave, and there happened to be over in Afghanistan, obeying the orders of the President of the United States. You know why? How long will they be there? Is it possible that they could be sent there for 6 months, get everything in order, and come home and make the loss of 779 people well worth their sacrifice? I wonder if you know. 888-850-1872. That's one question for the day. I've been trying to look into this because, you know what, I really was in the dark. Oh, here's a number. It says, other coalition troops in Iraq besides Americans was 318 lives lost. U.S. military deaths in Afghanistan, 779. Other military deaths, 525. That's a collective, I guess, of the NATO troops. And there's some listing here about some contractors and things like that. The White House said on Monday, this is from Reuters, in Mexico. White House said on Monday that President Barack Obama has a winning strategy in Afghanistan. The White House has said that they have a winning strategy in Afghanistan and enough forces on the ground to achieve U.S. goals despite advances by the Taliban. That's what is being said. There is a winning strategy. I'm going to continue to read this article because what happens is I don't see what the winning strategy is. I'm going to give a little discussion about some of the things that they're dealing with. I'm going to go to reports from other newspapers, other parts of the country, other parts of the world, some of the things that I've learned over the last couple of months. We're going to talk about this. The assurances came as top U.S. commander in Afghanistan warned that the Taliban were gaining momentum while gunmen and bombers stormed government buildings near Kabul just 10 days before a presidential election. Okay, let's see. The president's strategy, this is a quote from Mr. Burton, who's a spokesman for the White House. The president's strategy hasn't fully been implemented just yet. But wait, there's more. But we do believe that the strategy that we have with assets that we're putting on the ground, that we're going to be able to achieve the goals that we're trying to achieve. What are the goals? My question is, what are the goals? What are they trying to achieve? We don't want a second. Sometimes people say, oh, you don't want to question what the president's doing. It gives away strategy. I don't know. That's tactics. Sometimes I think it's important because, you know, the U.S. president, he's got our security concerns in mind, but they're not all secretive. They aren't. Sometimes it's, hey, this is what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. This is it. But we're not really hearing what we're going to do. That is not a criticism. I think that's just I'm trying to be factual, that I don't see what we're going to do. So most of us don't know what we're going to do. I do see that there is some complex issues involved in Afghanistan that I think totally blow away what anybody could have seen in Vietnam or Korea or even Iraq. There's some intense crazy stuff that's going on in Afghanistan that they're going to have to contend with. I thought, in my perspective, was a long time, and I'm going to see what some of the Brits say about some of their plans, and they're side by side with what's going on with the U.S. there. U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal, who will soon present an assessment of the Afghan war, said in a newspaper interview published Monday that the resurgent Taliban have forced a change of tactics on foreign forces, and that record casualty figures would remain high for some months. What's interesting is if you think of the conflict there, 779 people dying is actually incredibly low. I think the ratio of people killed on enemy is not that high. One of the reports I saw recently, and I was going to mention this yesterday, was that there's a decrease or a pretty marked decrease in the number of civilians killed in some of these actions against the Taliban. The problem is the Taliban are not in uniform. Their uniform is civilian. And so there's some difficulties there. But we're going to come back from this, and I'm going to talk about it. The number here is 888-850-1872, and hopefully I'll get a chance to tell you a nice, exciting, firsthand, scary story. And we'll just see how that plays itself out. I want you to keep tuning in to the EO 104.3 FM, because when we get back, we are going to be talking about these issues of the day. Hopefully, I'll find a way to get back to this constitutional basis. Hey, I did with the oath. A biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. How do I do that? How do I do that oath off the top of my head? I mean, most guys in the military, millions of them will stand there with their right hand up and have to do the repeat after me. How am I doing this stuff off the top of my head? You keep tuning in and check us out online at faithfreedoms.org, and we shall return.